food and drawers of water, unquote. Now, this system of laws struck at every aspect of Jewish life. And beginning in 1412, we have the start of the emigration of Jews from Spain, large-scale emigration. And for the next 80 years, 250,000 Jews will leave Spain. And they will go, as we'll talk about, to Holland and to Italy, to Palestine, to Turkey, to North Africa, anywhere but outside of Spain, because there was now no room for any sort of Jewish life in Spain. These two converts, Solomon and Yehoshua, spoke to the Pope Benedict, and they came up with a terrific idea. And their idea was that Benedict should force a debate between the leading Jews of Spain and between himself, between themselves, and the Pope should referee the debate, so it should be fair, unbiased, and that if the Christians won, then all the Jews would have to convert. And if the Jews won, then the Jews could remain Jews. A most unlikely scenario. This debate at Tortosa, it took almost 3 years. It began at the beginning of 1413, lasted almost to 1415. All of 1413, all of 1414, almost to 1415. There were over 300 Jews who participated at one time or another in the debate. And the debate was just a debacle for the Jews, because the Jews were not allowed to really present a case, because that was insulting the church. And here, for the first time, we have the introduction of a very insidious, seditious type of invention by the Jewish apostates, and that is that they invented and forged copies of the Midrash, or copies of the Talmud, in which statements were made that do not appear anywhere in the Talmud or of the Midrash. And the statements were Christological in nature. And the apostates said that, you see how perfidious the Jews are, the Talmud itself says that Christianity is correct. And these people who profess to be Talmudic Jews and listen to the Talmud, they are so anti-Christian that they took it out of their Talmud. Now, here you have a distortion. Every distortion has a little fact in it, little fact of truth. The Talmud tells us that every lie has a kernel of truth to it. Otherwise, it is completely unbelievable. But it is the small kernel of truth that lies within the great lie that makes the great lie believable. What was the kernel of truth here that the Jews did take out of the Talmud? Almost all references to Christianity. The Jews did so in terms of self-protection. It's a form of self-censorship because of the fact that they were frightened as to, again, the idea of insulting the Christian religion. So therefore, their Talmud was stripped pretty bare of any Christological references. Generally, as I mentioned to you when we discussed the early Christians, the policy of the rabbis was to ignore them, was to say nothing regarding it. So out of the entire Babylonian Talmud with its 2,300 folios, I don't think that there's one complete folio regarding Christianity, because the rabbis were not looking for a debate.